Hello.
Hi, this is Mikayla from Customer Support returning your call.
Oh, yes. How are you doing, Kyla?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I got a charge that was charged to my card yesterday of $67.
Okay. I could take a look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
32653.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Rodney Samuel.
Okay, I do have a Rodney Samuel. Could you confirm the address for security purposes?
6734 Northwest 36th Drive, Gainesville, Florida.
Okay, I do have that here. Just a moment. The account is just loading up for me, and then I'll be able to let you know what it is that you're being charged for, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your patience. So I do see on October the 1st, it looks like you ordered the Stealth Elite drone for the shipping and handling. And I see it was shipped and should have been delivered to your address by now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that Stealth Elite drone is a welcoming gift. It does inform you that in the terms and conditions that by agreeing to pay that shipping and handling price that you paid, you will immediately only be charged that to ship the free item. But since that is a welcoming gift, it's welcoming you to join our Consumer Direct Savings Store Club, which is a club where you're able to purchase different gadgets online with the $125 gift voucher that you get each month. But the membership fee is $67.32.
No, I didn't see any of that and don't recall any of that at all. So that wasn't authorized, and I need to have that refunded back immediately. And they're never, ever, ever, ever authorized to do that ever again. That's no good.
So I can definitely go ahead and cancel it for you so you won't be billed anything going further. I can offer you a 35% refund as a courtesy just because it is a valid charge due to the fact that there was no attempt to cancel.
Well, I'm going to dispute it because I didn't authorize that charge at all. So whatever
well,
you
I
end
do
up
have-
doing.
I want to inform you that if you do dispute the charge, what happens is the bank contacts us. We inform them of our terms and conditions, and then they charge the charge back. So they do remove it for you for a little while, but then when they contact us and we inform them of our terms, they charge it back because the bank only removes charges that are considered fraud or were not authorized by the customer. But as a courtesy, I can up that refund up to 50% for you.
Well, I'm going to still dispute it. I just say, ma'am, there's no way in the world that I was aware of that at all. So that's whatever you feel you got to do, that you can do that. But I'm going to still. I need a confirmation number because I will absolutely be.
Okay. I have a cancellation number for you. Are you ready to take that down?
Sure.
Okay. So it is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Mm-hmm.
451.
Mm-hmm.
286. And that just confirms it was canceled and you won't be billed anything going further.
Okay.
Was there something else I could assist you with today, sir?
No. I'll just go ahead and let the bank know so they can do what they got to do.
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.